We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerry, I think you're good there. Travelable, I think, is a word there.
You like
capable
that one?
Of being traveled. I think so. But there you go. You can practice that now for the next 9.5 minutes if you want. He's JP in the Traffic Center, 621. Dave here on the Morning News. Busy morning here on WCCO. Fridays, we always look forward to talking with Margaret Brennan. She's host of CBS Face the Nation. I'm sure you've seen a lot of her on the network lately. Well, you always do, but particularly over the last month and a half. Maybe even a little bit more than that. And she joins us here this Friday morning. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
How you feeling, by the way?
I'm feeling fine. Thank you for asking. I'm about 6 months along now, so I'm in the home stretch of this pregnancy.
Well, we'll be thinking about you a lot here the next 3 months as well. I did want to mention before we talk about the events of the week, tell me about this new podcast you're launching.
We're so excited. It launches this morning. We've been working on it for some time. The name of it is Facing Forward, and it's an in-depth interview on some of the big topics that are really affecting your world. For me, I spent a decade covering Wall Street before I started covering politics and national security, as I have for the past decade. So it brings together all those threads. This episode is with the CEO of Illumina, which is a company that sequences viruses. And what that means is they go out and they are helping the government right now figure out which strain of the virus is where. So that South African strain, the UK strain, the Brazilian strain, all these mutations you keep hearing about, they're the ones that help find out where it is and how much of it may be here. So it's a fascinating interview. This is something that the Biden team says they want to invest heavily in. They're going to ask Congress to spend more money to help the CDC do more sequencing. And it's important for any next threat from the next virus, the next pandemic, to be able to have this kind of infrastructure in place.
How do I listen to it?
You can download it. You can get it off of Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And we should have a link on facethenation.com as well.
Yeah, and we'll put one up on our website too, Margaret. Look forward to that. Say, let me ask you about this week. You mentioned your years covering activities not only in Wall Street, but certainly in Washington, D.C. for some time. Can you share some of your observations from this week?
Gosh, you know, the past 3 weeks have been a whirlwind here in Washington, from the siege to the impeachment to the inauguration this past Wednesday. Just these past 24 hours, President Biden has tried to send the signal that there is definitely a new sheriff in town, particularly when it comes to COVID-19. Just down to the visual aspects. Anyone who walks on White House property has to get a COVID test, wear a mask before they're allowed to enter. It'll be mandated in any federal property or interstate travel that you now have to wear a mask. He's made all sorts of executive orders to try to streamline the process for COVID-19 response at the federal level. But ultimately, he'll be judged on whether he can iron out some of these kinks in the vaccination program. And they're lowering expectations, frankly. That coronavirus czar, Jeff Zients, said yesterday that the cupboards basically are worse than they expected. So they're lowering expectations, but still saying they're trying to hit a goal of 100 million vaccine doses by the end of April. We'll see if that means 100 million people actually will be vaccinated.
He quickly signed at least 10 executive orders related to just the pandemic itself, but he signed a bunch of them here the other day. Did that surprise you in any way? Is that typical for president, or is that atypical?
Well, it's become typical, particularly in this environment where presidents don't put a lot of stock in being able to get Congress to move swiftly on their promises. So executive orders let them at least say they're doing something and order some federal resources. But the big, bold type of programs that President Biden promised, he's going to need Congress to go along with him on, including helping to fund some of these economic initiatives we expect to hear more about today. So he's asking for nearly $2 trillion in aid to go into things like helping to fund more food stamps, other kind of economic relief. And we are in the worst crisis since the Great Depression economically, and pulling us out of this hole will require both dealing with the COVID vaccine issues, but also figuring out how to deal with some of these problems that so many hope are short-term issues, like food insecurity.
Are you hearing any buzz about a potential impeachment trial this morning?
Yes. Mitch McConnell, who is now the Senate minority leader, remember, Democrats now have the majority in the Senate, has put forward a proposal that would allow the Trump team a little bit of time to prepare for an actual trial. But a trial would be happening possibly by mid-February. That's the proposal. It's up to Senate Democrats to say yay or nay on whether they accept the contours of the offer. But we know that former President Trump has hired a lawyer, a South Carolina lawyer, to come lead his defense before the Senate. And so we'll have to see if Senate Republicans make the decision to continue to stand with President Trump and defend him, or at least argue against the constitutionality of such a trial of a former president.
Who's on with you Sunday morning?
We are going to be reshuffling our deck, I think, to respond to some of the news on the economic front. And we will have a number of new, I think, guests to announce later today. Right now, we know we'll be talking to Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, to get a download on his views on COVID-19 and what the Biden administration has been doing in these first few hours of their administration.
Yeah, there's plenty on your plate. There always is, and this week, no exception. Well, I look forward to seeing you Sunday, but before that, I look forward to your podcast. That's terrific news.
Thank you so much. Let me know what you think.
All right, yeah, I will for sure. Well, you have a great weekend, and we will see you Sunday morning. Thanks a lot, Margaret. Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation right here on WCCO Television. Good morning, 627. We'll check your forecast coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.